Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today we're going to go over the results of week 6. Even though the Braves weren't included in this week, you know, we had a bye. The Braves and Colonial Diner had a bye. And, you know, it's back next week is back to regular, you know, our regularly scheduled program. We'll be back on the field doing what we do. You know, I'm not trying to be cocky or nothing like that. I'm just saying that's what we're going to be doing. You want to go over the scores, Ken?
Go ahead.
All right. I'm doing the Weather Girl stuff today. All right. Rock Bottom beat Steel City 32-0. Price Electric beat Committee 34-20. Panthers beat GC Irish 20-13. Camden beat the Prospects 14-12. Reflections Car Wash beat the Patriots 19-12. There's a lot of upsets this week. You know, I mean, I just didn't see the whole Rock Bottom thing happening, man. I'm still shocked about that. I'm still shocked that Rock Bottom beat Steel City like that. But, you know, I should learn my lesson. You know, anybody can beat anybody any given Sunday. You know, it is what it is. And you know what? Another one that got me pretty good was Price Electric beating Committee by 2 touchdowns. Like, wow, I just didn't see that shit coming. Other than that, you know, I wouldn't say I'm not shocked, but that's like, those are the major shocks. And I just don't believe it, man. 32-0. Damn. Let's applaud. Oh shit. Let's applaud. Oh, I gotta let that song play all the way. Oops. Right, let's add, I think. Yo, welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. What's up, man?
What's up, man? You getting me? Is this me?
Yes, that's you, man, Mr. Larry, man.
What's going on, bro?
You just say my name. You tell me, man.
Ah, bro.
What's going on?
How's your week off, man?
You know, I think it was a well-needed week off so we can, you know, clear our minds and rest up. You know, we had some guys with a little couple
nagging injuries.
So, you know, it was good for us. You know what? At first, we're like, damn, man, that sucks. But when we had it, we were like,
no.
Damn, man, we really needed that, you know. So that's cool.
It's
cool.
Man, you just no, that is good, man. The bye week always helps for injuries and shit. But you know, you got the Patriots, the struggling Patriots. You can, you know, you guys got to come back strong, man. No, you can't have any more letups. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's a fact. Larry.
Yes, because the struggling Patriots, with the spread, they won by 0.5 points. If you're going by. That really, I know it really doesn't matter. Technically, they still lost. But with your point spread, they won by 0.5 points.
Yeah. Half a point, man. They would have won. If I was taking in the gambling thing, you know what I mean? The Patriots still won. But, damn, man, that was a close game.
Lost. Yeah.
Just to let you guys know, I totally agree with you. But I always go off the scores from the email from Bill, the weekly email. So Reflection actually scored 29 points. It was 29-12, so they actually clobbered them, bro.
So it wasn't 19.
Yeah, the email was wrong.
Oh, shit.
So that's twice the Patriots.
Oh,
got
I went
out.
29. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So they got blown out.
A typo in the email.
Holy crap. It was I thought it was 19-12, a close game.
So they got.
But 29-12, holy shit.
Let's see. They lost by 20 points in week 4. To Price Electric.
That's right.
Oh, no, the Panthers. That's the Panthers. Where's that?
No, wait, who else did the Patriots get beat by?
They just lost. They just had a big loss.
The Panthers. The Panthers put it on them.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
You just put it on them.
So how was your game? So, you guys almost had it against Camden.
Ah, what a game,
by
man.
2 points,
that,
man.
That should have been the game of the week. Yeah.
I know.
You know, it was the funny part was it was 0-0 second half. It was a really defensive game.
Oh, wow.
So that 2 points lingered that whole game, you know.
Close to knocking them out of their undefeated record.
Oh, you guys wanted it so bad, man.
Oh.
You're the closest team that's come close to it. That's the closest score against them so far. Oh, no, that's not true. 1 point last week.
At Aaron. Damn, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Sucks.
You're right.
That sucks, bro. I mean,
man, my personal opinion. Yeah, their quarterback, Bam, he, you know, they were using this kid named Sean Eastwood, but I guess they switched over to Bam as quarterback. So,
yeah.
I got to be honest, man, Bam and that center, his name's Fats, to call him, they are like the best center QB combo, I think, in the league, man. Like, the way they work off each other is intense, dude.
Did the center score on you guys or something, or?
Yeah, center. See, I don't want to say I had a bad game. Center definitely had a touchdown on me. He beat me on a center release. And, yeah. Yep. So one of those touchdowns, man, was accounted for by me, bro. But Bam, you know, he's a very good runner. Yeah, but I was able to control Bam at QB run. He had a couple breakout runs, but he probably had 25 yards total. Not too much. But yeah, no,
okay. Bro. Okay. Did you watch any other games?
Yeah, what happened with this Rock Bottom City game? I was shocked by that one.
Yeah, Kim, they just clobbered them. There's nothing else to say. They clobbered them. It was a state
game. Everybody picked Steel City, too. Like, everybody thought Steel City was going to win that game. And the fact that they didn't even score a touchdown.
Wow.
Like, that was a shutout. Yeah, they got shut out big time.
I'm shocked, bro. I am shocked. I'm shocked. Aaron was telling me about it, man. He was telling me about it, like, and he was saying that they just got dominated, man.
Plus the Price Electric and committee game, like that was another. There's a lot of upsets this week.
Yo, like
that's very true. Yeah.
Wow, man. Wow.
I didn't expect committee to lose that game either. I thought they were going to beat Price Electric.
Yo, what the hell? What happened in that game? What happened with committee?
Well, I mean, you know, Egan, the quarterback, he was rushing. So whenever he rushes, that means they're short on players. You know what I mean? So,
no, Larry,
I do know their number one guy.
Larry, we just added Aaron. We just added Aaron to the conversation.
Hey, I'm here.
Cool, Aaron, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Larry. My bad. Go ahead. Continue.
It's all good, bro. I'm just saying, you know, committee was short on players as it is, and their best guy, Val, I'd say their best receiver, he hurt his knee in the first play of the game, so he was even out. The committee was on like six guys.
He was on the sideline just sitting there. I talked to him. He said he wasn't feeling too good.
Didn't the guy just say that they got their players back? The guy that was on the show a couple weeks ago from committee, he just said that they got all their players back.
At that game, it was like they just picked up a whole bunch of people that sat on the sideline. I'm just being honest. These guys I've never seen before in the league.
Yeah.
True, man.
Damn, man. Damn.
That's crazy.
So I mean, did the Press Electric have all their guys?
They had everybody but the Impero.
Right.
But they had all
everybody.
Their guys though.
They had all their guys
like
but the Imperial.
Yeah, like all their guys. All their guys.
Shit. And they put it on them like that?
Perfect.
Man, damn. I just find it hard to believe, man.
Price Electric.
Who did they play again?
Price Electric versus Committee. Committee.
Committee
was speaking up the power rankings.
I only watched a little bit of that game.
What'd you say?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a shakeup.
Yeah, I only watched a little bit of that game.
Well, Larry, you guys play them this week. You guys play committee.
I know. It's very interesting. Who's going to show up? 12 guys or 6 guys, you know?
Yeah.
Even better, though, man. You got yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's all good, man. I was just going to say even better. We got Camden versus Steel City. See what happens there, man.
Oh.
Camden versus Steel City. Woo!
I really thought Steel City was going to take this undefeated.
I don't know about that.
Like, I was shocked when I saw the scores. I was like, oh, my God, 32 to nothing.
Well, yeah, when Aaron texted me that, I was like, yo, Steel City just lost. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God. Yo, that's
just
crazy,
lost,
man. They got beat down, man.
Yeah.
They got beat down. Yo, did anybody catch that GC Irish Panthers game? Let's talk about
that. Yeah, I caught that game.
Yeah. I caught that game.
Let's get a recap.
Are you talking to Aaron, bro?
Yeah.
Basically came down to the end of the game. You know, they went back and forth. It wasn't really nothing special. It's just a lot of good, a little bit of defense here and there. You know what I mean? But majority of the game, it was, hold on 1 second, my son's in here. Majority of the game was like just back and forth. Who could make the last play? Make the last big play. They kicked it. Panthers scored. Kicked it off. 4 minutes left. I forgot his name. He was running the ball. You know, made a couple nice jukes. Went to turn up the field. Dizzy was getting blocked. Dizzy stuck out an arm. His arm wasn't even 6 feet or 6 inches near the runner. And that blew a wide open kick return for a touchdown inside the game. Or at least it was 19-6 or whatever the score was. They were down by 7. And that blew it. But they went down. They got in the red zone. They got in the red zone and fell to score, man. Just red. A lot of people, it's just a bunch of red zone plays, man.
Yeah, there's
gotta learn how to have red zone plays. Same with Larry and them.
It's not easy to score in the red zone, man.
Yeah, I caught one with Larry and them. Guy was wide open. He let him and threw an interception.
It was a good one, man. I remember that.
Yeah. That was a heartbreaker.
But, yo, man, just to go back to that GC Irish thing. So, a lot of people were upset about that video. Like, they caught it on tape. You know what I mean? And
yeah, the one you put on Facebook.
Yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with, you know, videotaping your games and stuff, but... You know, I, from recording, I get about like 5 bad calls for any game that I'm watching on video, just because that's football. It's all judgment. It's you know, this ain't the NFL. There's no replays. We can't.
But the
take a look
the vantage
at, you know,
point where I was sitting
for,
at, I was sitting next to the same ref that called him down, and you can completely see that he was not touched, bro. See he was not touched.
What are they
saying?
Yeah,
I don't know. Because the video. Sorry,
like, who's upset about the video? What are they saying happened? Something with the ref or something?
The video had the best seat in the house. The video, I felt like showed it perfectly.
The ref was standing 10 more yards down the line. The scrimmage. So he even had the better mm-hmm. view of the guy running dead at him. Because I was standing right there, and I had the view of the runner running dead at me. And I never seen a jersey get tugged, touched, pulled, nothing.
So
that was just an all-out blown call.
Bro, you can't have blown calls like that, man. That's not fair.
Is it
That was a safe blown call.
Like, come on, man.
It was definitely a blown call, man. It was an unlucky play, you know what I mean? It sucks that it was only on a touchdown, man. You know?
You got to do better than that, man. I mean, come on.
It wasn't the same dude, right?
No. It wasn't the guy. I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say his name. But it wasn't that guy.
Nah, it wasn't that guy. It was, it was one of the refs that normally makes a great call.
No, that's not it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Nah, man, she's just nothing. I'm not even gonna tell you. I ain't gonna tell you what Kim's doing. I'm not gonna say nothing. Damn. So you feel GC Irish got the short end of the stick this week?
One call can change a season, man.
One call can change your game.
Yeah, one call. Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, but that's not why we lost.
Could have gone a different way.
I mean, yeah. But, I mean, I feel like our call was egregious, but, I mean...
Egregious.
Would you care to define that? Ridiculous. You gonna make me get in my Stephen A. Smith right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is egregious. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, I just feel like when the ball bounces,
you know what though, bro?
I'm not talking about it again. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, let's not harp on the past.
Yeah.
We got Patriots next.
We definitely do. So wait, let's get into the game. Wait, hold up.
Yeah, what happened with the Patriots?
Yeah, what's up with the Patriots, man?
What's going
Patriots
on?
And reflections.
Is it lack of players? Is it just
what is the deal, man?
What's going on with the Patriots this year?
What's going on with the Pat, man?
Lack of
they're
effort.
Slumping, man.
It's something. It's slumping. It's slumping.
You know, I mean, they picked up a couple of elite players. I don't know what the hell is going on over there, bro. They got to figure it out.
They're just not compatible together. No chemistry.
It could be a lot of things.
Because usually the Patriots are better, way better than this. Like, they had, what is it? They had one win, and one of them is a bye. So
oh,
you can't
God.
Even really
oh,
count that.
God.
They have the same record
oh,
as Colonial
that's
Diamond.
True.
Oh, crap. Yeah. They got the same record as Florida.
How many points do they average a game?
I don't know.
Looks like two touchdowns.
About two touchdowns a game.
Yeah, not in week four, but
yeah. Yeah, about two touchdowns a game. I don't know what's going on with them, man. I think they're better than what they're doing right now. I do. I think they're better than what they're doing. So I'm not giving up on them. So, and they're still a dangerous team.
Yeah, Jim's a like very respected quarterback in this league. Like everybody respects him.
For the most part.
It's just shocking to see his team so far down in the power ranking.
More than the power ranking.
Oh,
the
Let's wait on the power rankings.
I want to go over the next few games, and then we'll do the power rankings and shit. I mean, damn, man. What you saying, Larry?
Oh, yeah.
You saying the Patriots is at the bottom, dog?
I told you they got the same record.
At the bottom, man.
Second to bottom.
They're at the bottom, but they're close to it.
I think GC Irish just went above the Patriots.
Oh, hell no. You can't do that. Yeah, I'm laughing at that shit.
I don't know.
They got two wins, and one of them was a gift.
I think GC Irish can give them that, get the dub from off of them.
Oh, shit, he said it too.
Jim's going to be calling you, cursing you out tomorrow.
Oh, hell no, man. I can't see that, bro. I mean, I fuck with GC Irish, man. I do. And
You got to see them. They got some new guys. They're very athletic.
I've watched both of them before, bro. I can't sit here and say that. They at least got two wins. GC Irish, I know they had tough luck, but I still don't think that they're better than the Patriots. I'm sorry.
Before and this season are two different things. Like,
but they play the first four elite teams, man.
Yeah, they're playing tough, but the Patriots are getting their gums stumped out.
And
right
then
now.
Then they play the Panthers, so... You gotta give them credit. I mean, Panthers ain't no rollover.
Oh, no, you might be right, bro. Because the Patriots just got blown out by the Patriots. I mean, by the Panthers.
Yeah, exactly.
And GC Irish beat them tough. You know what? You might be right. Let me applaud you. You're right.
Thank you.
I just think, man, maybe I'm just thinking. Maybe I'm thinking something differently. I mean, maybe I just have faith and hope in Jim.
Do you think you're going to get out there this Sunday against the Patriots and you're going to be playing like, it's going to be like the Savages? It's going to be like playing.
No, no, hell no. No, no.
Nah.
Jim burns the clock. First of all, Jim.
Things are going to be tougher.
Jim burns the clock. Yes. Jim's going to burn. He's going to take forever in the huddle. He's going to.
And he burns
take
himself.
In the huddle. And then I don't know. Hopefully we have a good game and we win this game. I'm not talking shit. I'm not saying nothing off the wall.
If we jump on him early, he'll burn himself out. Because he'll burn the clock out so he can't run anything no more with a 14-point deficit.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm not underestimating him, man. I'm just not. I've seen Randy complete passes on us.
Yeah, especially after the Colonial Diner game.
Hey, who's gonna win that game? Colonial versus GCR.
I'm going with GC.
I think it's gonna be their first win.
I think GC gets their first win, and that's just how I see it.
I think if they get this dub this week, I see them going winning the rest of the games throughout the season. Well, no, they're not gonna do that.
I'd rather play Colonial. If we have to, you know what I mean, in the playoffs, I would rather see Colonial than GC Irish, honestly.
All right, did you think
there's
you have
no
a
B,
tough
there's
time?
There's no B division?
Nah. No B.
Okay.
No, it's on Elite and A.
A and Elite. And I would rather see GC. I would rather see Colonial than GC Irish. That's just
me. Is Colonial in our division or they're on the other one? Because you know it's cross. It's cross.
They're in the other division.
Yeah, I know it's cross. I think they're on the other one.
So we have to win out for the rest of the season for that to happen.
They're in your division. So
Colonial's in our division.
You'd end up playing the Patriots or GC Irish.
Yeah, in the first fucking round. Like, damn. The Patriots in the first round?
What they had last week, I don't see us really. We shouldn't lose to them. We shouldn't. But like everybody says, playoffs is different.
Everybody wants to show off the playoffs, and that's what really counts is the playoffs.
I don't know. I still wouldn't want to see him. I still want to see them, man. I just don't.
GCRs?
I'm saying I wouldn't want to see the Patriots in the first round of the playoffs.
Why?
I just wouldn't.
You'd have a tough time with them?
I'd rather see, like, the Savages or somebody.
Savages is gone.
Yeah. I don't see anything. If not the Savages, then Colonial.
Because now they're in your division.
I know.
It'll either be GC Irish or the Patriots.
Colonial wins in the first round, we could see them in the second round.
Just
gotta hope they win in the first round.
I doubt that.
GC Irish, last game of the year, don't you guys?
Yeah.
GC Irish, last game of the year. Yep.
Oh yeah, so you might end up playing them the last game of the year.
Playing
them in the playoffs.
That could happen. No, well, that's if we keep the number one seed in the A in our division. So let's not count our chickens before they hatch, you know.
Good. Mr. Cocky's not so cocky anymore.
I got kicked in the balls, so I get it. I'm not.
I got kicked in the balls.
How you get in the balls, man? That was a nut shot.
Yeah. Go back like 2 weeks ago. He's like, we're the best team out here. I think we can beat anybody.
I still think that, but I'm just not going to say it again. I ain't saying it like that. I still believe that. I do. I honestly do. I still think we can beat anybody.
Yeah.
But I will not say that publicly anymore.
When we have all our players, that's the thing. When we have all our players, we can be any team in the league.
That's how I feel.
Quarterback is everything, man.
Still City beat us because we didn't have everybody. And Colonial beat us because we didn't have Scott.
You didn't have everybody. Yeah. Which is a big loss. Like, you and Scott was a big loss for the team. That made a big, big
deal. Plus it was raining and
I'm not making no loss for the Braves. You know what I mean?
Okay, I feel that. My man, Larry, man. My man. Yo, all right, let's get on to week seven, man. I know you didn't get this the spreads this week done yet, but let's just go over who you think, you know, just off the top of your head. Nothing,
yeah,
not skilled in blood, nothing like
yeah,
that.
Just win or loss.
Rock Bottom versus Price Electric.
I got Rock Bottom by 14. 17 points.
After they just put that whooping on committee, though?
No, that was a big game.
They didn't have enough guys, you know what I mean?
Damn, I don't know about that, Larry. I don't even know what to think about that one.
I got to be honest, man. I think Price Electric folds against all these big teams that they play. So I think Rock Bottom comes out again in another statement game and just rolls.
Maybe right. Okay. So you got both got Rock Bottom, right?
I pick Rock Bottom. Who are you going to go with?
Oh, hell no. I'm going with Rock Bottom.
All right.
I'm going with Rock Bottom.
They got Prospects and Committee.
Prospects and Committee.
I picked the Prospects. I think Larry's team's got it against Committee. I don't care if they got five players or they're picking people off the sideline just to cover their roster.
Yeah. I think I'm going with Prospects. Aaron, what do you got, Larry?
I'm going even.
Even?
I like it.
Yeah, I'm going even, bro.
Nah.
It depends on the quarterback, man. He got to make these red zone plays happen. They have a great offense. They drive every game on anybody. It's just the red zone.
Who? The Prospects?
Talking about
the
Prospects. Talking about
the Prospects, man.
Yeah,
you're
right,
man. It's just something's going to take time for you know, the new quarterback and all these new receivers.
Yeah, that's why I call it even, man.
Okay, I respect that. What about you, Larry? You know what, Larry? I'm not even going to ask. I know you think you're going to win, so I'm not even going to ask. Okay.
Sure, you better think you're going to win. Yeah.
Let's go. Panthers.
Reflection.
Versus Reflections. Car Wash.
I think that's going to be a good game.
I think so, too.
Reflection and Panthers.
Yeah, how about the 4-2? Yeah, let's applaud the Panthers. The 4-2.
They got the same record as you guys.
Yeah.
And it said, when did Larry put on Facebook, they're 5-1 against the spread, which means they cover every week.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going Panthers by 6.
Panthers by 6.
Wow.
Ooh. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yo, I watched Reflections. Reflections quarterback doesn't move well in the pocket when pressure's on. He actually backpedals. Yeah, he actually backpedals. He doesn't have any, what's the name? Where you want to put it?
No zip on the ball?
No, not zip on the ball. When he gets pressure in his face, he doesn't know how to handle it. He just throws it away or throws it down. They have a good pass rush. Panthers do.
Yes, they do.
They're both, Reflection and Panthers. They're both 4-2.
Oh, yeah, they're both 4-2. That's going to be a good game, man. Those are the 8:45 games.
I say Panthers.
You got a Hall of Famer in Ralph, man.
What'd you say?
You got a Hall of Famer in Ralph. You got Dan Marino on the other side.
Yeah. So, Larry, come on. Give me your pick,
What's up, man?
Panthers, Reflections.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I mean, I'm not that good at picking the Panthers. No, I just – every time I pick against the Panthers, I lose. So it's like tells me you got to take Reflection, man, because Reflection can ball. You know, they can – they got some ballers, but –
Oh, yeah,
I don't
you
know.
Guys
we got to go with the hot hand. We got to stay with the Panthers, man. I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Okay. This is one of the better seasons that the Panthers had in a couple years, man.
Let's see. The game of the week, Camden against Steel City. You think Steel City is going to be able to come back off of last week's game?
I say Camden has to be the favorite in that game.
Oh, yeah.
That's me. That's what I think.
Especially from what I'm hearing. I'm just hearing like Camden's just really good.
I mean, Steel City's really good. Steel City's really good. They just got their, you know what I mean? They had a bad game.
A bad week, yeah.
Yeah.
It happens. You think they're going to be able to redeem themselves this week and come back off of that loss?
I watched that Canada game. Bam couldn't throw deep. Prospect kicked him off deep.
It was all in the trenches that game, man. That game came down to the rough.
So, I don't know. I think I got to call that one even. Bam's shoulder looks like it's still in work. Still got to work the kinks out.
You know, Camden beat Rock Bottom. Rock Bottom clobbered Steel City. So So, you know, it's going to be a good game no matter what happens because
it's
just any given Sunday, you know?
Yes, it can. Who might end up.
Who you got, Mar?
I'm going. Oh, I think Steel City needs to get that taste out their mouth, man. I think Camden gets the first loss this week, and I'm going with Steel City.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be Camden.
I'm going with Steel City.
Yeah.
I'm going with Steel City. Steel City.
I think it's going to be Camden.
I'm going with Steel City.
I might have to roll with that, too.
I think they're gonna take that nasty taste out their mouth, man.
I think Steph is 100% right, dude. Yep.
Yeah. I think they just need to get that. They got embarrassed pretty
just
much
like
by
guys,
Rock Bottom.
Yeah, just like you guys, you gotta get that nasty taste out of your mouth.
Yeah, and it just sucks that the Patriots are the guys that we gotta go against. You know what I mean?
You know what? This is gonna be your first week that you're not underdogs against. You shouldn't be underdogs.
Nah, we haven't been you know what? We were underdogs for the first, like, 5 weeks.
Every game, except for Colonial Diner.
Except for Colonial Diner, and we lost.
Yeah. Maybe you should put you as underdogs and see what you get.
Back to being underdogs, huh?
Maybe you should keep you at the underdogs.
I mean, we shouldn't be underdogs, but... Nah, we ain't underdogs.
Just baseline. I mean, you guys are 4-2. He's 2-4.
But Jim, man. Jim fucking can play.
Especially, like, I don't know, against you. It's kind of like how Randy said. It's, like, personal.
Yeah.
You got him into this league. You used to work together. It's, like, a personal thing. You want to beat him every season, and he wants to beat you.
Yeah, I used to do all his work, and he used to take credit for it and shit. You know what? It is personal. I'm just playing, Jen. That's my guy, man.
Yeah, it's going to be personal.
I just think we're going to win. Sorry. Don't ask me. So, who do you think is going to win, Kim?
Of course I'm going to pick you.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Aaron, of course. How about you, Larry? What you got there, buddy?
Braves all the way, but I'll probably buy 10. I mean, easy by 10.
All right. I'm feeling that, too.
Is Scott playing this week?
Yeah, Scott better play this week.
Yeah, because I know he wasn't feeling so great last time. Is he still injured?
Doctor says I need a bacchiotomy. Yeah. That's half big, if you guys didn't know.
10 points, Larry?
Hey, man. Anything's possible, bro. Yo, he said, Larry corrected us. We were like, 19 to 12.
Yeah, and he said
it was 29-12.
Yeah.
It was an ass whooping. You make sure you got that one in there.
Yeah.
My man, Larry.
And if you go back the last couple weeks, the Patriots lost by at least 20 points.
I mean, they got beat down by the Panthers, too. So,
Price Electric.
And Price Electric.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
it was like 20-0.
I got
Jim
scheduled
like
somewhere around here. Hold up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He gave us 10. 10. Kind of
offended
by that.
Nah. Okay. So the Panthers beat them down. They lost the reflections. It was a closer game. And,
maybe they didn't play.
You know what? I think I'm taking I'm taking the Panthers against reflections.
What are you talking about? That was.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going back just to mention it. I'm just going back to mention that. And then, so Jim, this is the Patriots' schedule. So they had Camden. They lost. They beat Committee. They lost to Rock Bottom. They had a bye. They lost to the Panthers. They lost to Reflections.
They're going to lose to
the Braves. They're going to lose to the Braves. And then they got GC Irish. And you know what? I don't even know what to say about that one.
The Savages are gone. So you can count them
out.
It's going to be whoever else has a bye that week that they're going to play.
And then you got Colonial Diner and then the Prospects. So, you know what? They got to chuck and, make something happen, respectively.
Redeem themselves.
They get one win out of that whole entire
season.
One win? Damn, dog.
Colonial Diner?
Yeah, it gets Colonial.
Oh, God.
Stop sleeping on GT Irish, man.
Bro, I'm the biggest GT Irish fan there is, though.
Yeah,
so you cannot tell me I'm sleeping on GT, bro. I've been rooting for GC all season.
They don't give up.
They don't, and they play hard. So So
all they need is that one win to turn it around. Just that one win.
And maybe Colonial Diner is just the punching bag they need. Because they can beat Colonial Diner, man. They definitely can.
Like, the punching bag?
That's true.
Yeah, they just need a punching bag.
Randy said he's not even there. He's backup quarterback. So who's
I don't
there?
Know if Luke. Well, they got like three quarterbacks. They got, I don't know if Luke's playing.
You never know which quarterback is going to be.
You got Kate Sizzle, and you got Randy. And then, you know what I mean?
You just know that Randy's going to be playing against you guys. That's all we know.
Whatever. Like, I can't wait to kick their teeth in, man.
Yeah.
I really can't.
Again.
Hey, if Colonial pulls this off, though, man, against GC Irish, you know, we got to change our tune about them, man.
Yeah, we got to start putting some respect on their name, bro. For real.
Yeah.
Put some respect on their name. If they beat Colonial Diner, if Colonial Diner beats GC Irish, I will respect them. Because I respect GC Irish. I'm not saying I don't respect Colonial. I'm just saying I just think GC Irish is a better team. That's just how I feel. Records, throw the records out the door. Throw the records out the window. I think Colonial Diner.
Oh, wait.
I mean, Colonial Diner is not as good of a team as GC Irish.
So
GC Irish gets busy, man.
If we're going back to Jim's schedule, now he has GC Irish week 8. They're supposed to play the Savages week 9. But there is no more Savages and there's no more buys. So whatever team was on a bye that week, Jim is now going to play, which means he plays GC Irish 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, shit. Okay. That might be too fucking
out.
Yeah.
That might suck. Jim.
That might hurt them.
I'm rooting for Jim, man. I'm always going to root for Jim.
Just
not against me. I'm just always going to root for Jim. He's got the edge. He's beat us like 20 times. So, I mean, whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Whatever.
He's got to have more confidence, man. He got to have more confidence in his play. That's
I can't tell you he got confidence. He used to talk so much shit.
Yeah, but, I mean, in the previous seasons, he's usually like undefeated in regular season. Like,
well,
he has been. His record is usually a lot better in regular season.
This is the worst record
the
I've
worst
ever seen him
that,
have.
Yeah.
Since I've been playing. So.
Too many new players, not enough chemistry.
Now, since, you know, so who you got, GC Irish or Colonial?
I got GC.
Larry?
I got
who
GC.
You got?
I got GC by 14.
Man, I don't know.
I don't know about that, man.
All right, just wait.
You know,
it can happen.
I just don't know. You know, Colonial was like they were able to score on committee, which that's not a big deal. But you know, Colonial, I don't think is going to roll over to GC Irish, man. They might play. Who knows?
Especially after they got that win taste in their mouth now. They tasted a win.
Yeah. And the free bye week win. You know.
Yeah. And they got another one. They got two back to back wins.
That's all.
They got a win against us, and they got a bye week win.
Yeah.
Let's applaud them. Nothing like a bye week win. Let's applaud us.
That was the game you played all season.
Yo,
shut up.
Honestly, I'm going with GC Irish.
Yeah,
I'm going with GC Irish.
I hope this is their turnaround game, because you know it only takes that one game to turn around your whole team.
It can, but they just got a rough schedule, man.
It should start getting easier from now. Like, if that's the case, they play you guys, then Patriots twice. I don't know who GC Irish plays after that, but
So, Larry, you still ain't pick it? You still ain't pick yet, man? You don't know?
Then they play Rock Bottom week 10.
Wait, Rock, that ain't getting easier.
And then they play you guys week 11.
Oh, that ain't getting easier.
No. So they got, like, the next three games are fairly easy for GCI.
Man, that's just like, yo, do you want to get killed by getting hit by a truck?
And I'm not even going to say
killed?
Because you know how it is, like, if they're playing Patriots back-to-back.
Or a train.
They're playing the Patriots back-to-back games. What are the odds that GC Irish is going to win both of those games? It's very rare that they beat the same team twice in one season.
We'll see.
Because, you know, you guys have played teams in regular season. You crush them in regular season, then when it comes to playoffs, you lose.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, like I said, that's like asking if you want to get hit by a truck or a train.
Any given Sunday.
I'll take a truck.
A dump truck.
Give me a truck. I don't want to get hit by a train. Yo, you exploded to get hit by a train. So, you know what I mean? That's what's playing us in Rock Bottom is like. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I'm just playing. I fuck with y'all GCRs. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking shit. Y'all got a shot to beat us. But, all right, let's get into Larry's power rankings. Larry, let's hear the power rankings, baby. Let's get into it.
All right, so, man, you got to let me know what you think about this, all right? So, Camden obviously reigns number one, undefeated. Rock
okay.
Bottom, they just clobbered Steel City, so you got to give them number two. Steel City number
of course.
Three just happened.
Hold Larry,
you
I
know?
Ain't trying to interrupt you. So, did Steel City drop from number one to number three?
Say so, man. Yeah, undefeated Camden
oh,
and the Rock
shit.
Bottom, you know.
I agree. I just said this the other day. I'm
I
like,
agree.
Yeah. If he does the way I think he's going to do it, Steel City's going to go from first to third.
So Steel City went from first to third.
Yeah.
Rock Bottom stayed at second, and Camden went from third to number
first.
One.
Yeah.
See, I feel like I got to put an asterisk with this because Camden rolls with two QTs. They roll with Bam, their number one, and they mostly go with Sean, their number two QB. And, you know, you really don't know who's going to show up. I think for the big game, Bam will always show up for Camden in the big games. But, you know, if Bam is playing, they're definitely number one.
They take their big guns out for the elite games.
Carson Wentz and Nick Foles.
Leave their weapons on the sideline for the little games.
That's very true.
Okay, Larry. All right, let's rock. Keep going.
Okay, so, you know, raise hold number four. You know,
okay, hold up. Applaud us. Let's go Braves, baby. Go Braves. All right, go ahead, Larry. My bad.
It keeps the same, you know, prospects number five. Nothing should change there.
Okay.
Number six, Reflection. I think Reflection is they're starting to get the wheels
what?
Going, man.
What?
Over committee?
Over committee?
Yeah, I agree.
Over committee?
Over committee?
Yeah.
And the Panthers? Come on, Larry. All right, go
oh,
ahead.
I forgot about the Panthers.
Go ahead. Keep rocking.
Reflection versus Panthers. That'll be a good game when that time comes, man.
They're
sure.
playing. Ain't they playing this week?
Yep.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, it's
okay.
this week? You're right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. They're rocking this week. Let's rock.
Dude, that might be game of the week.
That or Camden
nah, man.
And Steel City.
Camden.
They're both. Panthers and Reflection and
Camden
and Steel
City.
City,
man. I don't know. And Panthers and Reflection. Either one could be game of the week.
Or even.
You know, for the A division, that Panthers Reflection, that's the game of the week for the A division. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
For the elite,
yeah, definitely.
You know, I think we should give the game of the week to you know, Price Electric and Panthers. I mean, Reflection versus Panthers, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Give it to somebody other than the elite.
All right, keep going, Larry.
So, Reflection number six, you got to have Price Electric at number seven. They took out committee, so they're on top of committee at number eight. So we got Price at number seven, committee at number eight. And Panthers number nine. I love the Panthers. I do. I just don't know if they're ready to beat committee yet. I don't know.
Oh, so, all right. I think you got them too low.
Like
go ahead.
Who, committee?
Nah, I think you have the Panthers too low.
I know. I get it. I agree with them.
Go ahead.
You know? So, number 10, man. GPR.
GPR.
I have to, bro.
Yo, you got these Pirates with no wins over the Patriots, with two wins.
Over the Patriots?
You got to hear me out. So we know it's going to be a good game, Colonial, GC Irish. GC Irish should win that game. They should, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Patriots. The Patriots are just in bad shape, man. they need to show me something, man. They got the brains this week. You know, I don't know, man. They got to prove me wrong. I want them to prove me wrong.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Show me.
Actually, Colonial Diner's shown a little bit more than the Patriots have this season.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. The madness, okay?
Yeah, this is going to come back and haunt us for the whole season.
No, hell no. Hell no.
Not yet.
Stay this madness.
That might all change this week.
The Patriots only wins was the bye week, and when they played committee, when committee had five guys, they played with five.
You're right, bro. You're right. You're right, Larry. I know this, but come on. All right, go ahead.
And they can't even say they played all elite games because they've had their first three games were elite games.
Yeah,
but
they did. That's a tough schedule.
No,
anybody.
Yeah, but then they've had it. You know,
and they got a bye week four, and they got a win week four.
Yeah,
and they had, and you know what? They beat committee with five guys, and that was it. They lost to the Panthers.
Reflections,
and
so their first three games might have been tough, but they should have been able to come back after that bye and have a little bit of a turnaround.
Who's that?
Pulling out games, man. I mean, Reflections really put it on them. 29-12.
So did the Panthers 12? Too, though.
The Panthers beat dog crap out of them.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Panthers beat them 30-13, so they lost both games by like at least 20 points.
These are my grandfather's Patriots, I'll say that. Oh, man.
Jim's going to be bombing your car on Sunday.
All right, keep going, Lair.
Yeah, so that's it, man. Oh, wait, okay, where were we?
You were at Penn, I think. 11?
GC Irish at 10, Colonial at 11, and Patriots at 12, man. The bottom.
Oh, my God! He got him at 12!
He got him at 12, bro.
He got him at 12! Yo, shit! Oh my God! Yo, I wasn't expecting that shit.
You're like, not yet. But really,
Somebody's got to give me an argument. Somebody's got to give me an argument.
I cannot argue with what you said. I cannot argue what you just said, bro.
I agree. You know what? Because hey, I voted for the Patriots for a couple of weeks in a row, and they've done nothing but they've let me down. That I was disappointed. I didn't expect some of these games to go the way they did. I voted for the Patriots last week. I voted for them the week before that. And it was just...
This is how you felt.
Hey, food talk.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
They got to prove something.
Food for thought. If we lose... If we lose, what the hell did we drop to then?
Does that mean you go to 12?
Oh,
we really can't lose now.
Is that going to put you in 12th place?
I don't know, bro. Listen, we got some pretty good wins.
As long as you got Scott and Aaron, you'll be fine. You'll be all right. As long as you got your quarterback and your receivers.
Maurice and...
Your quarterback and receivers. The main thing is your quarterback. And
Shy and Mike. If everybody shows and Mike, if everybody shows up,
Scott's not gonna come, like give the other quarterback notice to prepare that he's gonna play.
Yeah, and I mean, if we just rock out, we should win. That's how I feel.
But you guys got to come out, take it serious, man. You know what I mean? You can't make it feel like you're gonna roll over this team. You
it's personal.
We can't lose no more, man.
It is personal with the Patriots, it's always gonna be personal with the Patriots. Always.
And I think
It's super personal because remember Sheen and Adrian were supposed to go there, but
not
they told
Sheen.
Them no.
Not Sheen. They wanted Adrian, but not Sheen.
Oh, they're trying to scout you players.
No. He was on with them before me.
You stealing Jim's players.
I ain't steal nobody.
No, I'm kidding.
He came to me. I want to play with my cousin. So I'm like, all right. Come play with your cousin on the Braves.
You stole all those players. No wonder why he's number 12.
You want to play with your cousin? Come play with your cousin with the Braves, bro. I've been begging Jim to play.
It's going to be extra heated now. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Yeah, yo, Adrian. Adrian was supposed to play with them, but that, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't got nothing to do with me, bro. I mean, I didn't know that until afterwards. After he signed the contract for the Braves for the one season.
People go from team to team. They want to be on the winning team.
But he wanted to play with his cousin. Yeah. So, but they obviously, or something happened where they told him that they didn't want to play with him. So, I don't know. It didn't work out the way they wanted it to. So, you know what I mean? And then plus, I don't know, it was a little bit of something. I don't know. But whatever. However it happened, they're playing with us, so I'm with it.
Yeah.
And that's their business. Yeah. So if they wanted them both, they could have had them both.
Jim could have came, too. He didn't want to. He chose to stay on the
team. Yeah, I've been begging Jim to play with me forever. Since I first got in this league, man. So, whatever. But like, damn, Larry, you blew my mind with that shit.
I feel you.
Yo, you said number 12, the Patriots number 12. I have to say this. I disagree with you, bro. I don't think Colonial Diner is better than the Patriots.
It's just ridiculous.
I don't think Colonial Diner is better than
it's just either. Ridiculous.
At this point, I think Colonial Diner has shown.
Get the hell out of here! More hell no! They are not better than the Patriots, yo.
I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying, like Larry said, they've
let's put it like this: they've had more,
a little bit more.
They've had more success.
Yes, yes. They both have a win from a bye.
They
have
a little
from
more success, man.
And then they both have one win from a game. Well, Patriots have a win from committee where half their team didn't show up. Colonial Diner has a win from the Braves where half their team didn't show up. So, literally, like, whether they were there or not, they didn't show up.
True.
So, they both have one win by default.
Damn, Larry, what if you're right, bro? What if you're right? What if you're right, Larry? Holy crap.
I don't know, man.
What if you're right,
I hope
man.
I'm not right.
I hope he's not right.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
Yo, bro, every week somebody's always saying something to me about these picks, man. Like,
I know,
even the Irish, when they were playing the Panthers, when the game started, somebody was like, come on, Larry, you going to give the Panthers the favorite? And I looked at the dude, I'm like, bro, you're 0-5. Like, show me something.
And you've been,
fair.
On with the power rankings. I went through the power ranks, and I only did, like, the top, I would say the top six, and I had them exactly how you had them.
After
they scored,
you had the Patriots as the last.
No, I didn't go that far down. I just went from the top six. But I had I had Canton, Rock Bottom, Steel City, Braves, Prospects. I went to the top five. I didn't go past that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, come on, though.
So,
I mean,
but committee went from 4-10.
Now, did they?
Yeah. Four to nine.
Four to nine. Holy.
Four to eight.
So Camden went from number two to number one. Rock Bottom went from number three to number two. And Steel City dropped from number one to number three.
And committee went from 4-8.
And committee went from 4-8, and the Braves went from 5-4. And then prospects went from.
At this point, the Braves are definitely a better team than committee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, what I've been telling you, bro? What I've been telling you, dog? I've been saying that from the rest. It's committee that has a problem with that. They can't face the facts. They don't want to smell what the rock is cooking. They have been saying this. Oh, we're better than you.
I'm not sure what his name is, but the representative from committee, he called in one time, and I thought he would have called in last week.
I forget his name, my man with the beard. What's his name, bro? I keep forgetting his name.
Val.
Val, yeah. Good dude. That's my guy.
He called in one time.
Yeah.
I really thought he would have called in last week to talk shit about you guys losing.
I thought he was going to.
You were talking so much shit about them losing the Colonial Diner. I really thought
they didn't lose the Colonial. They just gave up two touchdowns. We still didn't give up two touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, you let them score, bro.
Yeah.
They didn't really score. Colonial Diner didn't really score. They they had a ball bounce off the ground and scooped up on some what do they call that sport where you scoop the ball up off the ground?
Oh, and one of those like
lacrosse. They scooped the ball up off the ground and they called it a friggin' down at the one. Like, what? Ridiculous. But you know what? We're not talking about that game anymore. We're not talking about that game anymore. Sorry. Yeah. That Bill Cosby thing. But, yo, I can't. Yo, Jim's going to have words with you, Larry.
I think he's going to have words with you tomorrow.
What? What is Jim going to have words with me for? I've been nothing but a brave
loyal,
supporter.
A loyal,
I mean, a
brave supporter.
A big supporter.
Nothing but a brave supporter.
It's true. I'm nothing but a brave supporter. I hate everybody else. I just can't wait, man. This week, we needed this week off, but I'm just glad we're about to play again. You know what I mean? Like,
because you don't realize how much you missed it until you're not.
I can't wait to play.
Because then you play the Patriots, and there's a league bye where everybody's off for Easter. So everybody all have a week off after this week.
I mean, why is everybody be off for Easter?
Again.
Yeah, it definitely is. It is.
Right. I'm sure some teams will be willing to play on Easter Sunday.
Why not? Easter is just Easter. Like, come on.
I mean, if you got older kids, if you got younger kids, yeah, I could see that a lot of people go to church.
But Easter,
though? And stuff
Easter's
like that.
It's not like it's Christmas. It's Easter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Easter. It's Easter.
You can play in the morning and then do your Easter thing later.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
the
like it's like.
That lays eggs.
That very bunny?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Larry.
I'm just saying, it, Easter or anything, man. It could be anything. I don't care. I'll miss it for football on a Sunday, man.
Let's applaud Larry. Now, Larry, since we're here, where are we getting with this All Star game, bro? What are we doing here?
Well, we've talked to a bunch of different people, and we've had everybody's like. Excited and for the All-Star game, but a lot of the representatives from some of the teams have said that they don't think that there are older players are going to show up for the All-Star game or are going to show up for the All-Star game on the same day as the championship game
if their team's not in it. Yeah, if their team's not in it.
Or they're going to be up
I mean,
to play.
That's true. That's definitely true. It's definitely a worry because – you know, I don't want to say that the older veteran guys aren't as enthusiastic about it like you guys are, like, you know, you would see that I am. But I think, like, the first annual, I mean, I can't see them not showing up to the first annual All-Star game under the lights.
That's
on
what
Saturday
I said.
Night.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
No.
And who was it? Who was
Brian
from the Patriots?
Yeah, that's his guy.
Yeah, Brian had said that a lot of the older guys aren't going to be willing to show up, or if they are in a championship game, they're not going to want to play another game afterwards, an All-Star game, because he said sometimes it takes them like a week to recover from the one game.
Well, that's the thing. If you make the All-Star team and your team's in the championship, I don't think you should have to play in the All-Star game if you don't want to.
True. You should definitely opt out, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you should be able to consider an All-Star.
So, if you're in the championship, you can play the All-Star. That's what you're saying?
I don't know.
Because what you're saying, like, the quarterbacks from the championship game should be in the All-Star game?
Yeah, that'd be tough to do.
Yeah.
Especially for the same day.
The older guys,
I
know they're going to recover, but they got a couple months to recover after the championship game before the next season starts. It's like two back-to-back games. I mean, I don't want to make it all about the younger people and leave out the older crowd that's been in it for years.
But the, most of the guys in the league that are all-stars are the old heads.
I know. I get that. But it sounds like a lot of the older heads are not excited about it at all.
I don't know.
I was going to have like a little system. Like, I didn't figure nothing out yet. I'm going to figure it out as we go on. But, like, you know, I want to be able to have like the rosters kind of set by the end of the season. Like when the regular season is finished. I feel like you should know if you were selected to be an all-star or not, and just say, you know, if you're going to be there or if you're not going to be there. It would
agreed.
Be an
and pick an
you know?
Pick an alternate.
See if
you're
to replace that player if they're not coming or, yeah.
Yo, absolutely.
You know, because, bro, I'm going to sponsor for jerseys. I want us to have, like, our last names on there or whatever we want to put on there. You know what I mean? To be able to keep that jersey forever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I think everybody will be excited, man. It gotta be, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ryan.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And the ones who aren't as enthusiastic now, I think they'll change their tune.
When they're selected to the first annual All-Star game.
To be honest, it's like an honor. Like, oh my God.
It is an honor. It is an honor.
You think I'm good enough to play an All-Star game where there's only a handful of people from each team are being selected, and
yeah.
I'm one that was good enough to be selected to play? Yeah, it's like I would think it would be an honor.
Now, how many players you thinking, Larry? How many guys you thinking about sending from each team?
So, just because of the worry that some players might not show, I'm thinking we should try to grip up 15 players for each team. You know, that way you can guarantee everybody a spot, you know, for 12 heads, but three backups, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? That's cool.
Everyone can sub in and out, and then in case there's people that don't show up, you got enough people on the sideline to cover it.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
How are you going to pick the guys? Like, how many from each team? Does it matter how good the team is? Or, like, your team, bro, you got a whole bunch of All-Stars on your team. A whole lot.
I hear you, bro. I appreciate that, man. But, like, remember, I haven't figured nothing out yet. So everything I'm telling you right now, bro, is right on the fly. But, like, I feel like we should try to give every team a piece. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Just for the league. You know what I mean? So,
and every team has all-star players on their team. Just because the team might not be good doesn't mean that they don't have that superstar player on their team.
Yeah.
True.
You got it. So,
like,
Colonial has a superstar?
No. They do have somebody that's worthy of playing in if I was picking anybody, I would say the dude Jamel from Colonial. He's worthy of playing in an all-star game. He's been in this league for a long time, and he's been the best player on Colonial for a few years. I've seen him. Yeah, he's good, man. Jamel's good.
He's worthy of being strong.
He deserves to be an all-star. And then for Colonial Diner, they got a couple guys you can pick from. I mean.
Yeah, you already know who – you have an idea who you
Patriots,
would pick from your team. But
you're trying to tell me – on the Patriots, you're trying to tell me that Kev or who else is on the Patriots? Kev or you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Kev can be an all-star.
Yeah, I know.
Reflections, they got a couple guys that can definitely be all-stars. The Panthers have a couple all-stars. And then you got teams like Rock Bottom and Camden and
Prospects have multiple all-stars.
And keeping it real, and I'm not tooting their own horn, but the Patriots, but the Braves, they have multiple guys that you can pick. You know what I'm saying? But, I can pick five guys from my team right now and make an argument from every last one of them why they should be an all-star. Five different guys.
Why, you don't think it should be, like, a couple players from each team?
No, I think it should be a couple players from each team.
What I'm saying, Aaron, you don't think it should be a couple players from each team?
I want it to be two people from each team, top 16 from each division, not the whole league. That was my proposal.
I think you got to do the whole league, bro.
Your guys' proposal is for every team, which, you know, in any All-Star, not every team has a representative.
I think you're right, bro. You definitely are right. I think maybe we should, you know, the higher the seed of the like where you finalize in the division, the higher the seed to probably get, like, you know, three
more
players.
Yes.
Yeah.
More players.
Yeah. See if you get one player from the bottom teams, you know.
Even if it's one player from Colonial Diner.
One from the Patriots.
One from GC. One or two from GC Irish.
Yeah.
One or two from the
Patriots.
No, from the Patriots.
Unless they change
their
record.
And then every other team gets more guys. Like, Reflections has at least two or three.
Yeah, they get two. Yeah. Committee
Panthers
gets two.
Panthers have one or two or three.
Price Electric would get two,
Price Electric gets two or three.
And then,
I'm saying? Like, shit like that.
Would you use the quarterback?
Rock Bottom probably has, like, five, honestly.
Would you use the quarterback?
Prospects have that many.
The quarterback from the championship games?
Oh, shit. Jim's calling me right now.
He's listening. He's listening in
there. I gotta go.
Hold up. I'm not gonna put him on speaker or not.
He's like, shut it down. Shut down the podcast now.
What'd you say about me?
I'm out front. Come out, guys.
No, you're not. I'm just talking to me. I'm just laughing at you.
Oh, so, you said
right,
you got me on speakerphone.
Yeah, we're still on. Yo.
So, Nicole, in real quick.
Okay, all right. It's 646. Six.
He ain't going to remember that.
Oh, he called before we were on.
Oh, he called after we were on.
Before. Here, I'll call him. We'll call him right now. Here.
Yeah. We're gonna call you right now. Okay. We're gonna call you.
All right. Jim wants in, man.
Jim wants in. Yo, hold on. That's his number. I ain't gonna say his number over the fucking thing. Shit. You got here. Hey, yo, he has some words for you.
For who? Larry?
And you.
He's talking shit on me.
All right, you got his numbers?
What?
No, that shit was funny. He must have been listening.
I thought he's got to be, yeah.
That shit is funny. And we'll let you call.
I forget.
All right, go to the invite co-host.
I did.
You know what? It won't let us do it.
Because we're
why not?
We can't call him. He's got to call in.
We can't call him.
Send him the number and tell him.
No, he won't let him call in.
Oh, because
we're past our time.
Oh shit.
Damn.
Oh,
I know.
Come on, Jim.
We could end this one and start a new one real quick. I want to hear that.
Do it on Thursday. Hold that thought.
Jim is real passionate about this.
He's mad.
I mean, right. Damn.
So what you want to do?
Yeah, we're about to start another.
Call back in for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, we're gonna call back in 5 minutes, yo.
And we'll do just like a 5-10 minute show.
We'll do a quick one, real quick, just to get so Jim can get his punches off on you. Yo, Larry, you cool with that?
I'm taking it down tonight.
Hell yeah, bro.
All right. Cool. All right, yo. All right, thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Larry. Larry, I'm gonna have you call back in. And then we're going to have this
We'll take our whooping from Jim.
Jim wants a piece of you.
All right,
guys. Thank you. All right, cool.
You are.